CliffCentral.com.
Well, here we are. It's Thursday, the 16th of June, 2016.
2016.
Exactly 40 years since that iconic day.
Okay, I wasn't born.
Youth Day.
It's unbelievable.
I was
right?
there, dude. I was not I only know. Born, I was actually there. I was part of the milieu.
Oh,
I was
shush.
Running around with the other kids throwing stones.
You
I
were
was
like
only
one.
So the stone wasn't going very far.
You just thought people were playing. You just thought people
thought
were playing.
I was like, this is an interesting game. But it can be quite painful. But anyway, welcome to it. This is the weekly mashup. And of course, I'm Tamisha Masha and I've got the beautiful
Candace Mama. How are you guys?
Sweet as candy. That's how we are.
And the pickup lines begin.
Every damn week. It's what the fans expect.
They should tell us if that's exactly what they expect, eh? Because
okay,
they should help you out.
They should help me out? Do I need help? If I do, please let us know via WhatsApp.
Or Twitter.
Or actually Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. Because who's going to... Are you going to give out your WhatsApp number?
No, I'm not really. So via Twitter. At Candace Mama or at Dimitra Masha.
Awesome.
So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
You weren't there.
I wasn't.
40 years ago. At all.
I don't think I was even a consideration.
Yeah, it was a long shot. Yeah. But nonetheless, what are your memories of it?
I have none.
You know what I mean?
I mean, goodness, what a day, right? I feel like it doesn't get celebrated and the true essence doesn't actually get emphasized on this day, you know? Because I think so many people died, in essence, for one of the biggest events in South African history, you know, and obviously the
one of the biggest days that we get totally toe up drunk. Like people died. So 40 years later.
So that we can get crunk.
We could just get crunk. Thank you. Thank you guys for your, for your major, major sacrifice, because it would have been hard to get crunk under apartheid rules.
Oh my
goodness.
I mean, this was... I don't think, like, when they projected into the future, this is what they saw, I have to tell you.
Then they would have said, you know what, guys, it's really not worth it. Like, let's just write a letter and have a petition with a couple of signatures and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like looking now, people are so just in daze about what has happened to free us.
I've totally forgotten about that. They've got totally wrong. I mean, okay, let's start with what really happened.
Yes.
It was basically the students... Young black students deciding that they will not be taught in Afrikaans as a medium of learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the law was going to change where black children were now going to be taught, whether they liked it or not, in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think that's such a terrible thing. It would just mean that we'd all be speaking Afrikaans.
No,
now.
But
we'd
I
be
think
doing the show in Afrikaans.
No, right I now. Think it's more of the significance.
No, it's
of
the significance.
It,
no, no, totally. I think it was the right thing to do for them to totally say no to it.
Oh yeah.
What I'm saying is the actual reason, like the Afrikaans, wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Okay.
But the fact that we had no say in it.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Yeah.
And I really, really appreciate the youth of 76 for being so brave. Because
I think we're
sometimes not as brave. I think the kids who are burning like libraries and you know, campus university campus halls in the dark, they're not brave. They're the biggest cowards.
You know what? They're not, but I think
they're pussies. Oh. I call them for what they are. They're pussies. These guys were proper brave because they understood what they were doing. They didn't go out and burn schools and
they
libraries.
They had a set objective. I think that's the thing. They had a bit more direction than we have now. And I think that's the biggest contrast I look at. And, you know, today's youth, it started off well. You know, I mean, I think the fight
with
for free.
Fall?
Yes, I think the fight for free education
really
is a
well.
Very valid fight.
It is very valid.
You know, because I think.
But some hooligans have now taken it over.
Exactly.
And it's become their own thing. And they don't even tell us why they're burning these libraries. Like, but what do you want us to do now?
It's become, for me, in my perspective of it, it's become more of a political agenda than an actual student fight. Mm. You know, because, I mean, when I observe it, I just don't see the reason behind it except causing anarchy and chaos.
Exactly.
You know, because
that's my problem.
At the very beginning, it was about free education and saying that, you know what, we all deserve to be educated regardless of the backgrounds we come from. And that's a fair fight. The only problem I have is that after all of this happened, right, mm-hmm. The government agreed that there's going to be a 0% increase.
That's right.
So then everyone...
We started somewhere.
Yeah, we started at a negotiation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's mm-hmm. just the beginning of negotiation. And then all of a sudden, it just lost direction. It started becoming about, you know, who can cause the most anarchy. And I think at the end of the day, it started becoming also about who can get the most popularity out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people started doing it for more of the publicity, you know, and the more angry people were, whether it be on Facebook or whatever... it's almost like they could spread hate speech and it was condoned under the fight for free education.
Yeah.
And it was just a misdirection.
I mean, this is your generation in many ways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys still have the same issues when it comes to racism, it seems, that we had growing up and that the youth of 76 had then as well. Are we ever going to get to a time in South Africa where we just don't have those issues? I mean, generally, I know that you personally embrace all the races.
Yeah.
That's just how you live your life.
Yeah.
But that's not a representation of, I suppose, maybe the majority of people your generation.
You know what? I think racism is tied to financial discrepancies. I think in a lot of ways, people are suffering financially and they bring that down to race, you know, because I mean, it's hard not to bring the account of apartheid into current affairs, you know, and even though people are very, I think the worst statement is, especially whether it comes from black people, white people, but especially black people, is apartheid happened, we should get over it. Because that just shows a misunderstanding.
It just makes me sick to my stomach.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it's also a lack of education. Because our education system, our history doesn't teach black history. And it doesn't teach the accuracy of what actually happened during apartheid. So it was about Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, racism is over. So therefore, so is apartheid.
No, oppression is over. Therefore, so is racism. Therefore, so is apartheid. You know, yeah. And it's very difficult when you have to combine all those elements. Because you're like, okay, apartheid under the name is over. But I'm still living under financial oppression.
Because apartheid was merely legislated racism.
But it came with a lot of side effects, right?
So they
right?
just de-legislated it.
Exactly.
So
the psychological...
The real apartheid is still happening.
The thing is, the psychological effects remained. The economic... you know, discrepancy remained. Yeah. And the poverty, I mean, that's the biggest thing. It remained. And you say to people that, okay, get over it, but they're still living with the repercussions of the past, you know, because they come from broken families, because their dads are dead or, you know, they had to go out and work all day or they disappeared or whatever the case is.
But as serious as that is, that's something that could have really happened to you. What you just say now.
That's exactly it. Exactly. So it's very hard to pass judgment and say.
You could be that kid. Working at your age, at a Spur or a Wimpy, not because it's your holiday job or to make extra cash for varsity, but actually that's probably your best prospects at the moment.
Yeah, and I could have 2-3 siblings that I've got to take care of because one income is not enough.
So
I think racism will always be tied to the, you know, the hierarchy of society and how education or financial means really gets. How people judge you and view you are based on those things. And I think when racism gets eliminated, it will only be after, you know, we have all gotten financial liberation in some form or another.
I suppose you're right, because let's be honest. If you had to ask your white friends and your Indian friends and any other friends that you have outside of your black friends, would they still be friends with you if you were that chick who is the cashier at Checkers?
You know, that's the problem, though, because I don't think, you know, I'm under no delusions that the way I present myself is why the world relates to me the way it does. But I also know that if I didn't have the financial means to have all this makeup, to straighten my hair, you know, I would look awful. I'm not under any delusions about what I look like without all these fancy things.
So you need the money, man.
I mean, money helps a lot.
It certainly does. It helps us all.
Right? And I think, you know, have you seen those pictures about like Bonang and Cristiano Ronaldo that go around? And it's basically, you're not ugly, you're just poor. And I live by that.
Explain
shows,
those.
So it shows the before money.
Oh,
right?
Really?
So it shows the person before they got all the money.
So what was Ronaldo like before the money?
Oh, shame. He had braces. And,
oh, yeah, he had those terrible teeth.
He had like yellow teeth. And he had like, but it's also contributed to puberty. So let's just put it that way.
Okay, it's also puberty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he just looked shabby. Yeah. And then after money, you know, you see the GQ, what is it? Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
The Calvin Klein advert where he's lying on the couch with his abs and all the women are like pining for him.
Yeah.
And then Bonang is a similar story. You know, she had like those braids that all of us as black girls had at one stage. Where you're like, you know, they plait the front and then they leave the back curly.
Oh, yes.
It's not really a natural curl. Okay. It's just a curl.
Yeah.
And then they show her now, you know, sophisticated with like the straight weave. And they're like, you're not really poor.
You're not ugly. You're just poor. You're not really ugly.
Oh, you just need a little money to spice you up.
I think I need a little money to spice me up. I could do with some money right now.
No, but let's be honest. Money helps a lot, right?
No, because it does. It helps with
going to the gym. It helps with your etiquette, right? Yeah. The way you present yourself, how you walk into a meeting, how you conduct yourself with other people.
You're around those people more often.
Precisely. So you know how to behave.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even what to wear.
Yeah.
You get to a point where you could buy anything, but now you've bought all the ugly, crass, nasty, expensive stuff.
Gucci, you know everywhere. I mean? Yeah.
And now you got someone who's probably advising you, don't do that.
Yeah.
So now your Gucci's all black.
Yeah.
And that's actually, that works.
That is it. Because I think as soon as you get liberated financially, right? Mm. A lot of people, and you know, this does not apply to everyone. Because I've seen people walk into Burberry that I was like, do you even know what Burberry is? You know, because all of us have those internal judgments. Let's not even lie. And then you see people, and like, I mean, I don't mean to generalize, but I've witnessed a lot of white Afrikaner people who just don't care. They just don't care about overt.
They've got so much money. And they're with such ugly shorts.
It's not even like ugly khakis.
It's not even like, like it's cheaper than the nice shorts. There's some shorts that are actually cheaper than those ugly shorts. And those khaki or those multicolored shirts. Not only multicolored, like two-tone. Where it's like a gray and a navy blue or a khaki and a green. Like, apparently those shirts are quite expensive. You know, they could buy something else.
That's it. Like, but you know, that's the thing. You judge because, I mean, based on your identification of wealth, you know, when you look at certain, I mean, you go to Hyde Park, for example, you sit down and you can see like money is just floating in the air. You know, it follows these people around.
Like those people fart in dollar bills.
I'm telling you. It's just, it's ridiculous. And then like you see this person who's just so out of sort and they walk in and they're the ones that do the most shopping. They come out of Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Burberry, and you're like, what? Yeah. Do you even know what these brands mean?
You don't appreciate it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Give me the money.
Don't we all sing that same song? Give me the money. I'll show you what I can do.
I'll show you. Let me just give you a taster.
But what I realize about money, and this is like, I think for the young people, it really has got very little to do about how smart you are, how educated you are, your background. It's just got to do with being someone who finishes an idea and realize it.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like the richest people are just people who took the step, the next step, the next step, the next step and finished it. And they didn't try and complicate it with how smart they are and stuff like that. They were like, I want to do something that does this and it's going to make me money. Blah, blah, blah. And they did it.
They focus on the idea, not the money, right? They focus on growing something, but not finance.
It's a good idea to start off with, but it's a simple one.
But sometimes, like,
and they follow it through.
Yeah, but then you get, you know, I always think like in society, we're broken up into so many pieces. You get the people who start a business or that have an invention, whatever it is, and they literally could not care less about the money, aka the rapper.
Yeah, I was gonna
I was gonna make an example, but then I realized he stole the, you know, stole the acronym. So, for example, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, you can see that guy really genuinely does it because he loves it.
Yeah,
he lives in a two-bedroom, you know, whatever. And then there are other people who are...
$5 million.
It's not even... I mean, the guy's closet. He took a picture of his closet. It was so sad. He's got like... firstly, he hangs his T-shirts, which I was disappointed in because I was like, who does that?
Are you sure that wasn't some sort of publicity stunt? I don't think that woman would allow herself to be in a place
No,
like that.
She's pretty chilled herself. Like, she's not exactly a fashionista who's looking for, you know, like a Lamborghini lifestyle, you know, which is very weird to me because I'm like, if I was married to Mark Zuckerberg,
no way, you can keep it, Mark. What would you do?
Like, I would put that money to good use. Like, you best believe.
I would be so upset. Like, if you started dressing less, like, what the heck?
Right.
Yeah, like, suddenly now you're, like, wearing, like hand-me-down sweatpants.
Right?
No, man.
Like, so then they're those people, like your Mark Zuckerbergs, who literally just do it because they love it. And the money and the success is just a way of keeping score.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get those people who are like, yeah, I'm doing this for the money. Yeah, I'm definitely doing this for the money.
And that's okay as well.
Yeah, that's good.
That's okay.
That's
good. Why I always say, like, if you have money, right, and or you plan to make a lot of money, or you have a lot of money, go find yourself a black girl who knows how to spend that money. You know what I mean?
Is this the general population of people?
Everybody. Black, white, Chinese.
They must all find a black girl. You know, there are only so much of us, so many of us to go around.
There's more than enough of you guys. I mean, there's four of you to every one of us. I'm just talking about just the black men.
I'm sure the statistics are
there's like maybe even six. I could be wrong. Because, you know, like, you think you'd run out of single black women. But no, it's never going to happen. For black men, you'll never run out of single black women. In fact, I just want you to know that black women out there, we are the ones who are the endangered species. When you meet a man like me, I am the unicorn. You should treat me properly.
Okay, Mr.
Because
Unicorn.
I could find another five of you. Like, seriously. Oh, really? Like, literally.
I don't know. I think that mindset, if a guy ever told me that, I'd be like, okay, go on, sir. Like, let's see how you do.
If we were on our first date, I'll tell you that right now. Like, and you know, I think you're fine. Like, you're super fine. You're smart. I know you like, you're doing your second degree.
Yeah.
You want to have children with me. That's fantastic. I'd love to have children with you. But just understand this. Going forward, there's five more of you.
I'd be like, not exactly of me, but I get the analogy you're trying to make, number one.
Of this type. Of this batch.
How many girls with green hair do you know? But chill.
No, she might have green hair. Fine, she probably have purple hair or some other thing.
How many girls with multicolored hair would you know? And number one. And number two, go on, sir. Just you go explore. You'll come back. Eventually, you'll find the error of your ways and come back.
I'm not saying that I haven't chosen to be with you and I'd prefer to rather be with you. But I'm saying if I had to, because, you know, with people, like you might not be able to get the Lamborghini, but a BMW will do, or a Mercedes will do. You know what I mean? Like a really sporty one.
But you know what? When you have a Bentley, why would you want to get like a, you
I've
know,
driven
a
Bentley, and quite frankly, I may as well just get myself an A3.
Oh, you
it
go.
It drives the same.
Well, that's great for you. But I guess the rest of the population of men would prefer Bentley.
Well, it depends. Or Lamborghini. If your Bentley won't let it rev it every now and again, really, is it worthwhile having it?
I don't know. It's a status symbol, right? Really? Why do people buy expensive cars?
I think you don't understand
my
analogy.
No, I get your analogy. I'm just saying.
So you just buy a Bentley and keep it in the garage.
I'm saying,
that. I'd
generally
rather have a Taz that I drive.
Generally
nicely.
Speaking, it's more valuable. Therefore, you would say to yourself, okay, you know, I can't get the bang for my buck out of this car because I don't want it to break down like my Taz did. So I'm just gonna keep
down.
This.
One
you
is
know?
A crowbar, the other is a vajayjay.
I don't know. I think when you've been around enough.
It's unbreakable. It's an unbreakable thing.
Well, it can give birth to humans. So
and still keep going. It is the perfectly manufactured or made thing. God is made by God. How can it not be?
We digress.
We have so digressed. Because all I was saying was if you're a rich guy and you want someone to help you spend that money properly, go for a black woman who loves money.
I don't know. I think like people look for love, right? Therefore, I don't know if just looking for a woman who knows how to spend your money
and
would,
having said
would
that,
suffice.
I mean, she might really have terrible taste, though. She might know how
she
to
might
spend
have,
the money.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that's the saddest thing.
Like, she
thing,
might know
though.
Where to buy the stuff, but she might have terrible taste.
Awful.
So obviously, you know, there's layers to this thing.
There is.
Like, just come call me or just like hit me up on Twitter and I'll give you all the layers. I'm just giving you a place to start.
So you are making yourself a navigator for wealthy men.
Candy would I think Candy would really help you spend that money. She knows.
But Candy's very picky. That's the problem. So just because you've got money, that is just like phase one.
Yeah.
There are other phases I need to navigate.
I just said there's levels. So I'm starting.
I'm pointing you in the right direction. But you are speaking for men. I'm just saying that once you have pointed them in the right direction, that woman herself.
I'm not
herself,
saying they're going to hit that island. I'm not going to say they're going to get to that continent. I'm saying they're going in the right direction.
Let her navigate you. Just keep following that route.
Yes, I've told you where to go. Now listen to her tell you how to get there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying it's going to work out for you. Like, you have to have a lot of layers yourself. It's not just the money.
You have to be intelligent.
You might actually have to be the full package already. Yeah. Which kind of like is like pointless. Like, why am I here if I'm the full package?
But can I tell you, even the wealthiest men, from what I've observed and my experience, they need, if they've been single for a while, I mean, you can tell in the home that this home really needs just a woman's touch. Like, it is so, like, cold.
And you're just like,
And
you can't even get that from an interior decorator.
No. Exactly.
Because it's not her. You need a woman who feels
invested.
Like she's going to live there.
Yes, who's invested like, in your vision. Exactly. Who's invested in the vision of you and her together. Because, like, I mean,
It's got me thinking.
Like, you're going to someone's house, right? And then, like, I automatically rearrange the house in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, that could go there. That room could be there. That space is underutilized, you know. But I've just got that in me. I'm very maternal. But
you could start a consultancy.
No, but I think it could lead men astray because I'm so maternal. Don't be like, love me.
It's for business. Like, you're doing this, I'm changing your house, I want to pretend it's mine.
I'll give you the woman's touch and then I'll leave.
It's a woman's touch. That's what it is. So you pretend it's yours because you're getting paid so much money.
Yeah.
That you
actually
have a house.
I should. Because I'm really good at it. Yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
Let's take this and make a business out of it.
Yeah. Like, I should go be like, but we'd only need to target like bachelors.
Of course.
Which would also expand my dating pool, which is great because, you know, I can see how you love.
Exactly.
And already eliminate you.
And also see how malleable are you? Are you someone that I can work with?
That's the thing though, because I feel like the longer men are single, right? And men, firstly, we need to point something out.
Need to point something out. I don't know what you're going to point out. I might not even agree.
When a man and a woman say they've been single for a certain period of time, they mean two very different things.
Oh, yeah?
A woman says, I've been single for 4 years. She means I have not touched the man, I have not been with a man, I have not looked at a man for 4 years.
I have not slept with a man.
For four years.
Oh.
Whereas when a guy is like, I've been single for 4 years, he's like, I've been tapping along the way, but I mean,
I just haven't gotten married for 4 years.
It was.
I've not only been tapping, I've got children. I've had some long-term relationships.
As long as she understands that it is just a mutually beneficial agreement.
But I was single the whole time.
And when I discovered this, I almost fell over because I'm very naive. I'm very naive because I trust in like humans, you know. When you say something to me, I don't cross-question you in my mind.
Yeah.
I automatically think, oh, okay, cool.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up.
That I'm incredibly gullible.
This is what men say.
Oh yes,
we don't know
that
better.
Men say that. I mean, and then you say, and then you think to yourself, okay, so why do you know Lucy? I mean, we go to a restaurant, Lucy's like, hey, you're like, who is that? Oh no, we used to see each other. And men are very good with their words.
Yeah, everyone's like see
men.
Each other.
Yes, men.
I always have to that.
Yeah, men are very good with their words and how they construct a sentence. Yes. Because you, like how a woman behaves. Yeah. Like a woman's like, oh no, that's Brian, my friend. Yeah. And she means that's Brian, my friend.
Yeah.
When a man's like, oh, that's Lucy, my friend, it means, yeah, Lucy and I have done a couple of things along the way, but now we've just come to an agreement.
Decided that we're friends.
For now.
For now.
Until you disappear again, and then Lucy will keep me company.
Yeah, exactly. or until you start acting up, or until Lucy decides that actually she'd like to show you that you ain't shit. Then I might be tapping Lucy again.
Right?
I might.
So that's the thing.
Depends how you behave.
These core things that men and women differ so drastically
on. I'm
going to
say right there, right? Because, you know, my wife and I, for many years, we had a real serious, I'd say, misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
But it was really a bone of contention between us.
Okay.
Because when we met, she had been single for a certain amount of time. Meaning that
she's been bone dry, dead, single.
There was no man in her life.
No, nothing.
None at all. You know what I mean?
Except her guy friend who she has clearly put in the friend zone.
Yes. No. Like, you know, there was no hand holding.
Yeah, no,
no,
nothing.
No oops.
No cuddling, nothing.
No. Yeah. Yes. And I said the same thing, but it was about celibacy. I've been celibate for like, you know, about 2 years. No, I actually said a year, which for me is like a lifetime.
Okay.
And then when we broke it down, we realized that actually I hadn't been celibate at all. But what I meant was, it was like more like a tap and go situation.
Oh my God.
Than regular sex. Because I felt that celibacy was, well, we done it more than 3-4 times. Then it's like, well, definitely.
That's a relationship.
Say. Yeah. But if there were a couple of people that were like a couple of tap and goes, it was like, yeah, but I don't consider that as like sex.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like,
it's so unbelievable.
I needed a service.
That's the thing with guys. I'm like, it's so unbelievable in my mind. Whenever, that's why I always make sure a guy breaks it down for me, because I'm getting smarter at this thing. because I've been deceived too many times and I'm tired.
But it's impossible for us to break it down.
No,
that's the last thing we want to do.
No. Can I tell you something? Because men are going to tell you the most about themselves in the initial phases of courtship. After that, you're going to have to work for that information. You know, when they're trying to impress you, they're going to give you all the details. When they're not trying to impress you, not so much. When they think they've got you on lock, they're going to start being more, you know, they're going to brush over things and they're going to want to talk less.
I've realized that's the way to do it. Just talk less. Talk say nothing.
In those initial phases, I try and get out as much information from the guy. Obviously, I don't sit there with like a ballpoint pen.
No, but you're right. That's the time to get it.
So, You want kids? You don't want kids?
Yeah, because the guy's trying
how
to
how long
that.
Have you been single?
So he's like, he's going to tell you everything. He's gonna,
exactly. What would make and they me, overshare.
What would make me be able to tap that? Whatever you need me to tell you, I will tell you right now.
That is it.
How many kids do I want? As many as you want me to have.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny. It's so sad that I'm dating for so long because... You know, I'm just starting
don't
to figure out
smart,
that men
man.
Are just too like.
Don't get too smart.
I'm too smart already.
I'm
picking through the BS already.
You'll never find that man who's the love of your life that
you're
gonna marry
you
that you eventually want to kill. And I don't want to deny you that. That's a
you
very
know,
important part.
I find
of life.
That I've wasted a lot of time on guys who just did not deserve that time. Had I done my vetting process earlier, it would have just saved me a hell of a lot of time.
Okay, you kissed a lot of frogs.
You know, everyone is like,
it.
Oh, you know, it's never a mistake. It's just,
no,
you know,
it's never a mistake.
It's you
it's
learn
a
from
curve.
Everything.
It's
I'm
very
like,
expensive school fees.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a lot of school fees on a very limited time. So I need to keep on
look,
moving.
Fortunately, ladies, nowadays, with thank God for makeup, aesthetics clinics,
what are you
plastic
called?
Surgery.
Okay. You can stay young for longer.
You stay young forever. We have IVF or whatever they call it. So, you know, in vitro fertilization. So you can still have children till later. So don't feel rushed. You know,
it's not even
you
about
have kids at 40.
You know, right now, I have to tell you, I'm not looking for a relationship, right?
That's usually when they come in your face.
Genuinely, right now, I'm pretty tired.
Are you relationship out?
I'm done
you're
for relationship.
You're at the right place. You're at the bottom.
No.
When you hit rock bottom, it's time for you to go to the top.
Everyone keeps saying that to me. They're like, oh my gosh, this is when he's going to come. I'm like, you saying that is already eliminating any prospect of him coming.
I really do not want him
because,
to come at all.
Yeah, because I think I'll close the door on him. I'll just be like, okay, thanks, Prince Charming.
Now
but
that
too
you're
late.
Here, too late. Where have you been all these years I was kissing frogs? Like, where were you? No, what you are is a late kind of guy. You're going to be late. You're late to start with. You're always going to be late. I'm not having it. I'm sorry. It's over.
What? You've been doing what?
Yeah, I've been celibate. It was more like a tap and go situation.
You know, and that's the thing. I feel like I need to probably just be with myself, like date myself for a while because I don't know.
No, that's sad. There's no such thing.
No. You know what it is? It's just spending time with yourself. And
bullshit.
Because
I don't want to spend time with myself. I know me. Even I don't want to hang out with me. I'm like, no, I've had enough.
I really enjoy my own company. Like, I do. I think I'm a fabulous person to hang around because I hang around myself a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm messing with you guys.
I'm like, no, thanks. No. I've had enough of you. I'm going to go hang out with cooler people now.
No, I just think I'm just at that phase where I think I should focus on other prospects in my life. And
what do you
I've
do
got
when
really
you're by
rewarding
yourself?
Friends.
So when you hang out by yourself, with yourself, what do
oh
you
my
do?
Gosh, I actually love my own company. So like I get to think, you know, number one, and I get to read and I get to listen to music. I just get to be free and just watch movies if I want to watch movies, you know, because there's nothing more irritating to me than when you're still getting to know someone. And in that text, you know, because I'm actually a homebody. It don't seem like it, but I'm a homebody.
she wakes up fully dressed and then sits at home.
No, that's it. But I enjoy that.
Love it.
I love it.
That joy.
And like when someone sends me a message at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my day started, I'm having a good lazy day. And they're like, oh my gosh, you want to grab dinner? I'm like, usually this is my response. Oh, hey, what time? I only ask time just to add, you know, character as if I'm considering.
Yeah.
And they'll say, you know, at 6.
Wow, you're such a Leo. Like, why do you need to consider if you really don't want to go?
No, because I don't want to break your heart off the bat.
No, most of you just get to that. Like, no, sorry, not in the mood.
No, because then I want you to know that I'm being serious by the time I say no. Mm. So then they'll say no 6. Then I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't make it. And they're like, oh, man, why? I'm not leaving the house right now.
It's 2. You've got 4 hours.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not psyching myself up for 4 hours to see you. Hey? Like, and that's why I'm also a terrible person to date right now, because I'm incredibly selfish with my time. So I think, you see, it's a mutual thing. I'm
it's
doing
incredible.
The world a favor and I'm doing myself a favor.
Like the lack of needing sex in terms of what like that's the thing. You don't need sex. Because really, right
I
there,
you're women
being offered,
are much more
you're
resilient.
Being offered some D. You know,
well,
it wasn't
women
like,
are much more
you're
resilient.
You're being offered dinner. You're being offered some D.
But can I tell you something? Women are offered that on a daily basis. So I think. Yeah. So I think it's just like you get tired of having just like saying no. So you're just like, okay, no, bye.
So guy is sitting there 2 in the afternoon, and someone offers him D at 6, 4, Well, that'd be the other thing. Hey? someone offers him some vajayjay in four hours' time.
Yeah.
That guy would immediately get to scrubbing.
No, that's it. And that's what I've like. Well, no, a guy.
Can we make it in an hour's time?
No, with a guy, you could ask him at 5:45 because your date has decided not to pitch up, and he will pitch up at 6.
Yes,
he will be there.
He will make it. Shower it off. He'll
be like, I was in the neighborhood.
Yes,
and this time he's coming from the West Rand to Sandton.
Yes,
like, okay,
all the way.
Thanks.
And he shower.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like a woman, I think as women, when we learn our power and our persuasive nature when it comes to the opposite sex, I think, you know, we can use that to our advantage, and that's but you can. I think there's never a time in a woman's life where a guy's not willing to come to your rescue, you know. And I, oh my gosh, I'm killing myself.
No, just hear this.
All the guys listening are like, biatch.
we need to know, keep talking.
No, but seriously, like, there's always a guy willing to help you, you know, in a situation.
Not the nice or weak one, the one who thinks about you all the time, sends you like beautiful texts, tells you how beautiful you are. You know that, like,
okay,
just,
no, but a guy can't be overbearing like that. Like, don't. It's a little overbearing when a guy compliments all the. No, look, it's okay to say, like, for me, this. I enjoy compliments, but okay, I enjoy them in moderation.
I thought that was a nice scarf, but now I've changed my mind. I've seen it before.
Oh, I doubt it. But compliments in moderation are nice. But when you over compliment me, I get uncomfortable because
I can't help it.
No, it's so weird. Like when a guy, you sit down at a good date and, like, you know, your first interaction is when the guy should compliment you. So it's like, you look so beautiful today. Thank you. So how are you? You know, and if he's still like, wow.
No,
and
I mean,
you're
can't
like,
be like that
okay.
the whole night. But I believe that. I believe in honesty. You know? That's the only honesty I'll give you. So just take it, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm listening.
The rest is not honest. So if I'm being honest and I'm being super honest, be happy. Because nothing else is going to come out that way. So if I say every time I see you, wow, you look amazing. Wow, you look really great today. Wow, you look... Except that.
Yeah.
Because everything else, I'm not sure if I'm going to tell you the truth about.
No, can I tell you something? It's very sweet when a guy is, you know, that into you and they compliment you like that.
But I think, what if you also look great every time?
Look, I'm a Leo, right? So
I've
like
said that before.
Yeah. So my personality, I'm assuming, no, because I don't know where else to attribute this because there's no one like me in my family or anywhere.
In the world.
But I'm very much a pursuer. I enjoy hunting. I enjoy the process of, the game. I enjoy the dance. I shouldn't say game. I don't like games, you know. I don't like guys who are like, I love you. Oh my gosh, I don't think I love you. No, that's stupid. Okay. You know, but I enjoy the dance that we have. Like, you know, like, just give me like tidbits, you know, and let me be like, oh my gosh, I like him.
Drop
I wonder.
Along the way,
yeah, I wonder if he likes me. Don't be like, I love you. And I'm just like, okay, bye.
I think fundamentally we will always disagree on that. Because I'm like, maybe I'm an old Leo.
Maybe.
And when a lion starts getting a little bit older, he's like, listen, I've been hunting a long time. So can we make this easy? If you're into me and I'm into you, let's just get it on, you know? Like, I don't need to be chasing the gazelle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Throughout the whole damn savannah. I'm going for the easier gazelle. And while you're busy running off there, I might be like, oh, shucks, there's something over here that's actually caught my eye.
No, there's something
and it looks
more,
just as good. It's just a tasty little gazelle.
There's more reward in effort, in work, right?
Because, no, there isn't.
Yes, there is. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, even with eating. So we can eat at Nando's, right? Nando's is delicious. It's awesome. You can have that every day. Like, it's not a meal you save up for. It's just like, okay, I'm going to Nando's. Great. And it will satisfy your craving. It will satisfy your hunger.
Yeah.
But then... Now and again, you're like going to like, you know, a 5-star restaurant where they serve you like little bite-sized meals.
Nando's for many people is a 5-star restaurant, especially like overseas. In the UK, Nando's like is amazing.
I'm just using an example, man.
No,
I'm talking about in South Africa.
It's a general problem that you have. You are spoiled.
What?
South Africa.
Okay, KFC.
You should be a lion in the UK.
KFC, whatever.
You don't even eat KFC.
I don't, but I mean, I'm just speaking in general terms because apparently Nando's is not relatable.
Okay.
So And then, you know, you save up for that little stupid bite-sized meal that they explain every little bite to you and you leave hungry. But you saved up for that. And there's a satisfying experience that comes out of finally having, you know, dined there. Okay. You know, so it's just the same with dating. Like, if someone hands themselves to you on a silver platter from day one, you're pretty much like, okay, thanks, bye.
But if there's someone that you want, does it matter whether it was silver platter or not?
I mean, I don't even know if I want you yet. So, I mean, if you already...
Really?
Yeah,
you
I don't even know. No.
I know immediately if I want you or not.
Because you're a man. A man is very visual. So a man will already decide instantaneously. Whereas a woman is like, it takes a lot of processing. Because, like, I mean, you could be incredibly good looking, right? Then you come to me and then you just sound like uneducated. Then I'm just like, okay, bye.
As opposed to dumb, right? Because there's a difference.
Yeah.
I could be educated, but I could be dumb.
No, like, you know, that's
what I'm saying.
I could be really
smart. But just uneducated.
No. When I say uneducated, I mean like you come across as very dumb.
Oh,
you
okay.
come across with your uneducated opinions. Yeah. Okay. So no. Because I've met a lot of people who don't have a degree, but they're incredibly smart.
Okay.
So if you say something dumb, like something ignorant, then I'm just already done. I'm done with you. Whereas a man, you could say some awfully dumb things.
You could really.
And he's just like, I love you.
But like, if I really want to tap that, I'm like.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
You're
he
really
doesn't
stupid,
care.
But. I'll decide the verdict will only happen if you're stupid enough for me to not want to be with you after I've tapped that.
You see, so with men, it's a one-track thing.
I suppose.
Generally speaking, I'd assume.
I think this is where we have a problem. Because with women,
they
don't need
a lot
to
of
tap
process.
That, even if it would have been, like, memorable.
Yeah.
Like, what if Cristiano Ronaldo was a total idiot as well as an asshole? But... I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
He is very good-looking.
The experience alone, surely.
But with Cristiano Ronaldo, I think it would differ. So with someone who's reached that pinnacle of success, right? So your Cristiano Ronaldo's, Denzel Washington, Will Smith, blah, 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 the list goes on. I think there's a certain sense of, there's a certain population of women who would just be like, you know what, screw it. I'm getting the title. I'm going to be known as so-and-so. I don't care. You know? So, like, it's so funny because...
And you know you're just, you're this there
no,
for the
because
title.
It's so funny with some women.
Yeah.
Like, and we always joke about this amongst my friends. We're like, you know how you know a woman is about to introduce you to a not attractive guy? She'll start you off with, guys, oh my gosh, she's a doctor.
Oh my god.
And then they'll say something like, guys, he's got a great personality. He's very funny. He makes me happy. And then by the time you see him, you're like, yeah. Okay.
I will never accept people introducing me like that again. Like they must
I'm
even
just
say
saying,
that.
Not
I,
all
I,
women do it.
You know,
not all women
so
do
I've
it.
Been on TV or whatever. Because if that happens first,
no.
It means I'm a total, like...
Not necessarily,
totally
because sometimes women is like a whole package kind of thing, right? Because women looking for
women
a lot
so
of...
so complicated.
It is, because, you know, it's so funny.
Even complicated for yourselves.
No, a friend of mine had gone to a strip show, right? But a male strip show. So then I asked her, because she was so looking forward to this. And I was like, how did it go? She's like, it was anticlimactic, eh? And I was like, why? What happened? Didn't they strip? Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
She's like, no, they strip. But it was just anticlimactic. It wasn't like, you know, Magic Mike. When we got into discussing why it wasn't appealing to her, it was because she's like, you know what? Like, maybe the reason we like Magic Mike is because we know Channing Tatum is successful. So we just like, okay, strip it down.
Oh,
you're successful. You got it all, right? So she's
you
like,
you know what I'm saying?
So she's saying that a strip club she should open is this. Like, before the stripper comes out, she should be like, and next is Mike the Lawyer.
Oh my gosh, that is actually so good. You know, Mike the Lawyer, he's got a 5-bedroom house at such and such an estate.
Yeah.
Like, at Jackal Creek Estate, he's got 3 cars. Ladies, he wants to take you to the Caribbean. And then the guy just starts stripping. It's like, oh my God, he's hot on top of that.
Yes. So it's a mind awesome. Play. It's a mind
I
play,
love
right?
It. I love it.
So we actually discovered this. We were like, you know, what turns us on about a guy is the whole package. Because I've never just, like models, for example, like male models. Mm. You get very educated male models who are very successful outside the modeling
once
space.
Once you hear, he's also a doctor.
Yes, once
you're
you
like,
hear, you're like, woo, hello there.
Yeah,
you know. But
okay.
Then you get the ones who are just like doing modeling and DJing as a full-time career. And,
but not
and
really,
you know,
like,
they've got no
really
aspirations.
Known. Even their DJing is like, where do you DJ?
Yeah,
you know, anyway. Like,
they've got no real vision for
and
their life.
Shows.
But, you know, it's not even about dissing the profession. It's just about saying, you know, they've got no vision except the current situation they find themselves in. And that's the thing, you know. I just think to myself, no. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah. Like, I'll pass. He's not that attractive.
Yeah, thanks.
But if but there was that whole thing.
I mean, and the reason I said model is because a male model should actually be aesthetically pleasing, right? So obviously, we already have the looks out of the way.
We start there.
But now like, that I know that his only other career except modeling is like DJing at like, you know, school parties.
Socials.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's not that attractive anymore. Yeah. You're like, ah. Friend, if you want him, you can have him. Like, yeah. I'm not even there.
It's a good business for you know, the kids of June 16, and you're looking for a business. Like, we're not going to complicate it and tell you how to get funding. Just get all your really good-looking, educated, ambitious friends.
Yeah.
Male friends.
Yes, yes.
And say, look, we know that you're good-looking.
Yeah.
But you happen to also be a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about where you live. We're going to talk about what car you drive.
And we don't even need to give the exact location. So if you live, let's say, in High Park,
we will say
that, oh, he lives in the in Sandton, you know.
No, we'll say High Park. We have to say that.
No, we can't say
that. We can't say your estate.
No, well, no, people are crazy. They might hunt you down after that because, you know,
they're
like...
hang on, High Park.
They're going to look at you. They're going to, like, start stalking you.
No, I think, you know what? Already, you see, as a woman, you're overthinking it. Stop
it. Hyde Park is good.
Lives in Craig Hall, lives in Hyde Park, he lives in Rosebank.
Okay,
it's fine.
Okay.
He lives in the general area of Johannesburg North. Somewhere between you know, Joe Slobo Drive and Glenhove. Like, no, guy, just say it. Like, you know.
Okay, great. No, that is a brilliant business. I think because I don't know what it is with women, but we're just not as aesthetic as men are, you know, in certain areas. I speak for myself, but I can date a guy who's not necessarily physically, because I like a certain body type and structure, but who's not maybe the best looking guy. But if he's got personality or he's smart and he's successful, I'm just like, hello, sign me up. Like, where's the sheet? Don't tell me you love me while I'm putting my name on the sheet, because then we're done.
Yeah, because I haven't decided if I love you yet.
Because I've got Tippex in my pocket. Yeah, like, yeah, stop it.
Yeah. Although a man is like, you are fine. After that, everything that comes after that is just a bonus. Like, you can be...
That is so true.
You can be the most stupid... ignorant, rude, anything you want, but is she beautiful? Because with men, where we start is we go to your social media page.
Yeah.
So we go to your Instagram, your Twitter, and your Facebook,
okay.
And we only pick your best photos, and that's how we introduce you to our friends. Like, yo, check this out. That's her right there. What do you think, dog? That's her right there. Look at that.
But
wow,
men are
wow.
really great okay, salesmen. Okay. I have to say.
She wasn't wearing a bra that day. Look at those titties.
No. But that's only if a man is like just looking to tap and run. Because I find men are very protective about women they think
I'm trying to marry
long-term.
You right now. And I'm like, really? Look at those beautiful breasts. My children will be well fed. What do you think? Oh, man.
But can I tell you something? I've come across this where men say, oh, you know, this is my physical type, you know, I like, you know, this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then they marry that or whatever. So they settle with something that's different. And then they go into the grander, you know, of life, parameters of life, and they look at everything that's opposite to that. So they'll just like be like staring you down while they're holding their wife's hand, or they're staring at someone else. And you're just like, if my man did that, I might like just like, you know, go a little cuckoo, you know.
Yeah, although, you know? Like, that was the whole point, because we're like, you see what I can do, right? Like, I'm not a bum. So,
what?
So, what I'm trying to say is, like, if you think it's possible, it's possible. Yeah, you know. So I think most men, that's what they're trying to do. But what I'm trying to say, I'm going back.
Yes.
When a man does that also, because he's saying like he's married what we assume is his type.
Yes.
You don't always marry your type either.
There's so many variables. True story.
Right? Just like you guys. Mm. So your type would have been someone else.
Yeah.
But this is just a chick you happen to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're just going to make this work because I got to do the right thing.
Okay.
I know I'm being a cynic.
So entrapment.
I'm just being like, I'm not even being a cynic. I'm just being like, for real.
Okay.
You know, maybe this is like, she really gets along with my family, you know. Maybe she didn't get pregnant or anything, but we were going out and I wasn't quite sure if she was the one. There were a couple of issues I had here and there with the type.
Yeah.
But she's sweet and everyone really likes her.
Okay.
And then my parents really like her.
So is that from like, the saying, with time spent, emotion grows. Is that what happens?
Or once we have like the woman of our dreams.
Yes.
The problem with men is we are...
You move the goalpost.
Not really move the goalpost. We are the kind of people who... I'm only saying, like Christopher Columbus, what do you call that?
Conquering.
No, we're people who go out and look for new lands.
Oh, yes. Exploring.
Explorers. We're explorers.
Yeah.
So once I found America, I'm like, what's on the other side?
That is absolutely...
You know what I'm saying?
But that's the reason. I think that's the reason I enjoy dating. Okay, well... Well, now you've just like put that logic out the window. But I enjoy dating older guys who are looking to, you know, either be serious or... Because I just feel like you've got to have seen everything. You know, before you come and tell me how much you love me and you want to marry me, I want to make sure that you have done what you need to do. Gone out, you know, seen the other side of America.
Never.
And then come back to me.
Because there's the moon. Then there's like Mars. Then there's that other galaxy.
So there's no place of contentment.
There's no place. Like you can control that and you can like hold down the spaceship from taking off as long as you want as a man. But the spaceship always really wants to take off. And sometimes it's stupid as...
What?
Like you're a really classy chick, right? You know, everything about you is fantastic.
Thank you.
And blah, blah. And it's like, I finally got her. I've married her. And she's like, we're having great sex, whatever.
Yeah.
You're always cooking. The kids are fantastic. It's like, my dreams have come completely true.
100%. Okay.
But then I go to this Chisanyama. And there's this chick with a gold tooth, man. Who looks like Mshoza. And I'm just like... Kanja, what was it like to just be with a hood rat?
But you are not, mistaken. Like, I feel like I can hear what you're saying because I've been with so many guys whereby they, you know, and these are my guy friends, whereby we'll go out to a place, right? A social place. And I'll be sitting with them and whatever. And they'll say to me, they'll point out a chick or like a young woman or, you know, when I say chick, I mean like, you know, an uncultured woman.
Oh, okay.
And like, so, or like, you know.
When
like,
I say chick, I mean anyone between the ages of 18 to 43.
You know, so they'll see a woman or like whatever type they have. And then they'll point this woman out and be like, Daniel, man, I just, you know, one night, whatever. And I look at this woman. And I'm not judgmental. I'm really, I love like women, you know, I'm like a woman appreciator. But then I look at this girl and I'm like, nah, nana. And they're like, no, there's just something she's got. And you're like, what? Herpes? Like,
exactly. She's just not
She's dangerous. You know?
Yeah.
And then you honestly, like, take this woman and you compare it to maybe the woman they're seeing at the time or whatever the case is. And you're like,
chalk and cheese.
You're willing to, like, get in trouble for that.
I'm willing to risk it all.
For that. I don't get
it. The risk is the biggest part of this whole thing, number one. And number two, it's different.
If
I'm into big booties, I want every now and again a skinny girl. If I'm into skinny girls, every now and again, I gotta have a big booty. It's just
but that's what makes men so damn complicated.
I know. But
whereas with women, women will hitch their wagon to one horse, and they are pretty much content with that.
That's it forever, you know? For life.
Unless he messes up or he decides to leave or there's really something bad happening in the environment.
Literally, he has to leave.
Yeah, like women are very resilient. Women are resilient.
It can be like the worst relationship ever, but he's still here, so it's fine. I'll hang in there. I won't sleep with anybody else.
If a woman chose you, she chose you.
My wife recently went to Paris by herself. She started in Amsterdam, and I was completely secure.
You're like, I'm fine.
I'm like, I don't care what happens because...
I'm not scared of these Parisian men.
No.
Even though they like chocolate, but I'm good.
Hey, she's with me, right? That's what she said. And right now we might not be vibing, but she said she's going to be resilient. If it was me out there, I can't promise the same thing.
Oh my gosh. The problems, the problems.
I think we play you on that as well, guys. Honestly,
I think you guys do.
I think we're like, that's why I was like, okay, have a good trip. Bye, sweetie. You know, enjoy.
It's awful because
I think she had a lousy trip.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
I think, you know, because she really, like, she didn't go clubbing. She was like, it's so romantic here and I'm just by myself. And I'm just going to sit in my hotel room. I'm like, yeah, you do that.
You awful.
But that's the thing. Get yourself a man. Like,
you don't have to say that. Just be like, babe, go to like the local bar. Like, go see what's happening.
I did kind of. I hinted it very strongly.
Yeah.
Go to the bar, hang out. You know.
Yeah.
Whatever catches your fancy.
What?
I was like,
so you were actually like advocating for that.
I was like, dude, go out there, get your rocks off.
Because what?
Honestly, if I was in Paris, I would find it very unfair for you to expect me to be sitting in my hotel room and not going out there. If I was in Amsterdam, I would think that you are being very cruel to not let me go out there and get a taste of all that beautiful stuff that's out there.
Oh my gosh.
So just so that I am not a hypocrite, I am saying in as subtle way as I can without making you a hoe, like saying, listen, babe, if a guy in a French accent comes up to you and he's your type.
Can I tell you something? What? How I know you effing like around for real, like, but you're just joking, you're just messing us around.
I'm being 100% serious.
No, there's something about men, right?
Yeah.
Whereby men have got this thing, this bravado, where they can mess around. Like a man could have been a cheater from the day you got married.
Yes.
Until the day, like, you know,
he
before you guys decide.
One other man.
Yeah, until you guys decide that, you know, it's time to call a... If that man, anywhere in between there, discovers that another man has been there... During his time, there's something about the male ego that can't handle that.
No, but you said it's just, that it's just, you don't make me feel like... No, here's what happens. You guys don't understand this. The problem is...
Explain.
Your promise. You made a big promise
and
of...
And so did
I
you.
I will never... No.
What?
I just said, as long as I don't get caught,
what?
I will never. Like, I promise in front of these people, as long as no one finds out, you and I are cool. And we both knew this.
Oh my gosh.
You just said, you
claps
knew he was
once,
a cheater.
I can't deal.
You knew he was a cheater from day one, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we all know our people, guys. We all know our people.
Okay. No, we all do know our
And also
people.
Sometimes maybe he like, he really tried his best. He was like,
he tried his best to keep it in his pants.
But you know, he's a man at the end of the day. And then somewhere along the line, it's just what usually happens. You just like, were not there anymore for him in that way. Like,
no,
for the longest time. But where do you expect him to get this?
No. Because there's some men.
You can't outsource this.
No. There are some men whereby you can be the best. You can be a gymnast. You can cook. You can do everything
that's
that is required.
So I'm going to say
and
that's
he will
true.
Still go out and still want to get that gold tooth.
Yes.
And
that
you know what's
one.
Funny? When a guy cheats on you, there's something about, I don't know what it is, where he's trying
it's
to crush
personal.
You. No.
It's nothing personal.
No, there's something about it whereby when you discover the person you've been cheated on with, you look at them and you're like, the girl with a gold tooth, like, took my man.
That's why you never
like,
get caught with
the ridiculous.
Girl with a gold tooth. You get caught with the other girl.
No, it's rarely ever. It's rarely ever a situation where the other woman is so absolutely breathtaking, he couldn't resist himself.
Okay, Youth of 76, we're about to go now. I don't know why we went into this dark path. But I'll tell you this, okay?
Now we are educating.
If you're ever going to get caught, and I think it goes for vice versa, men
what?
And women. If you're ever going to get caught, don't get caught,
with someone
with Zota from the car wash.
Oh my! Those car wash girls are very seductive. Don't
joke. No
these gold tooth girls—they know what they're doing.
Don't get caught with that. Don't get caught with that. No, like you might do that, but don't get caught with
can
it.
Can I tell you something?
The only time you should get caught is you should get caught with a Bonang type chick, a chick who's at the top of their game. They don't really need you in their life.
Oh no!
They just want to also tap and go whatever, because then the person you're with, whether it's your girlfriend or your wife, will actually have some respect for you. That
I can't deal.
Actually, you know what? I can't. Be acting up too much, because what if, because I can't say, you know what, it's over, you can just go and be with that chick. No woman will ever tell you to go and be with that chick if they believe that chick is on the same level as them or higher. Won't happen.
Wow. I vastly disagree with that, but okay. I don't know. I just feel like you shouldn't cheat, period. I feel like when you've taken a vow,
of course you shouldn't cheat,
when
period.
You have taken
Do you
a
think
vow
I'm saying this because I think that it's cool.
No, what I'm saying is that if someone has made a vow to you, and this is where it actually stemmed from, whereby I say that men can't handle, whether you could cheat with Sipo, you can cheat with like Tokyo Sohale, like it does not, it, like actually the better the guy, the worse it is for the male ego. Yes. Like there's just something so crushing. Even a man could see you, you know, this is the irony to me, like you guys could have been in a good, you guys could have been in a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He could have done you dirty, you left. You found yourself Tokyo, and it will crush him so badly. He'll do everything in his power to try and get you back. All of a sudden,
That's
wow,
true.
You look so beautiful.
That's
I'm
so
like,
true.
Boy, please, sit down. Sit down.
That's always like why
it's
men...
It's so sad.
That's why like sometimes you think... That's why guys hang in there for so long, because like this relationship was over years ago.
Men are so
but
scared.
But it's like... I'm just scared that you might actually do better than me, like you said you could.
Right?
And what if
isn't
you
that
do?
The saddest thing?
And that would mess when me up. Actually like, I'll actually see with my own eyes, you did do better.
Completely.
And on that note, we're out of here.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye. Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.